Welcome to the LDS Missionary Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Evans. This podcast is dedicated to moms who have a missionary out serving or getting ready to serve. Think of this podcast as mission prep for moms. No one talks about moms having a lived experience of their missionary's mission, so this is just the place. You get to grow and expand in ways that you haven't considered. Thanks for listening, and without further ado, I'll let you into today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the podcast. So first off, I just want to follow up. Last week when I recorded, we were waiting for my son's mission call. So he is going to the Zimbabwe Herero mission. I'm not sure I said that correctly. I probably totally messed it up, but that's okay. And he'll be leaving in September. So that was quite a surprise because I was thinking Arkansas or maybe California. It's been a interesting few days kind of watching what's come up for me and what's going on. It's been like kind of a little bit of a roller coaster where there's times I feel really excited. And then I also have a ton of fear of just the unknown and I start dissolving into tears. So all those emotions are totally normal and part of the journey that I believe that we're here to experience. So when fear has come up in my body, it feels almost like out of control and kind of grips my stomach and my heart. So one of the ways that I have found to help process through is talking to my sister. And she just kind of understands and speaks my language. So it doesn't have to be a sister. It could be anybody. But she's also willing to let me vent, talk out all of the things. Even when I'm kind of pouting or being a little petulant, and she does it without judging or getting defensive about missions or anything like that. And it's kind of like I'm in this boat that's rocking, and the act of listening is her reaching out and putting her hand and steadying my boat. So the reason this works is that your brain is spinning and putting things into words. It helps you just really organize what's happening inside. And then it starts to create a shift so that some of that fear can lose its grip and so you can feel calmer. So those are some of the things that have been going on for me. So over the next few months, as I get my son ready, I'll be sharing more about that experience. And then, like I've mentioned before, I have another son that's serving currently in St. Louis. So this will be the first time I'll have two serving at the same time. So I'm sure that that's also going to create some different scenarios. So stay tuned so that we can, you know, kind of talk about those things. So what I wanted to talk about today is what if you have a kid who doesn't want to serve a mission? And so you may have some that do and some that don't. And that there's a huge emphasis, you know, in our church to serve missions, and especially for boys. And so if you have one that doesn't want to serve, how do you support them and how do you show up? Because sometimes that can feel really scary as a mom. So it's interesting that as parents, we want agency. We want to be able to choose how we teach our kids and what we consider true and correct principles. But by dang, when our kids want to make a choice that's contrary to our vision, it is really hard to watch them exercise their agency. So a few years ago, I was watching another coach who was coaching a mom, and this was live on stage, and her son was trying to decide about going on a mission. And this mom kept saying this same line. She kept kind of circling back to it. I'm afraid if he doesn't go, his life will go off the rails. And you could start to see this pattern that she had built in her mind of what was going to go wrong and how much fear she had for her son about not going and serving on a mission. She also mentioned how he would struggle with the people around him and possibly feel embarrassed or ashamed when he would tell people that he didn't want to serve. So it was a really interesting exercise to see somebody else's pattern that they had created through their life. And so I could see that I could relate to some of her fears because I had similar things come up. But ultimately, we moms, we don't get to decide if they serve. So the question is, what do we get to control in this situation? So we basically get to control ourselves and how we show up. So how do you want to show up for your son and daughter? And so I think this is a really good opportunity for us to be very conscious of what we're saying and how we're saying it. And one of the ways that we can really understand and uncover what's happening in our mind is asking ourselves good questions. So I do this in a journal form. You can do this with a friend, but it's being able to see, like, kind of subconsciously what you've got running. And then it helps you clean up maybe some of the drama that's coming up inside of you so that you don't project that onto them. So some of the questions I have is, if they decide not to serve, will it change the way that you feel about them? And what I mean is, like, does it change the way that you love them? And will you love them less? Another question is your love conditional on them following the path that you deem they should? Well, this was a really powerful question. And somebody asked it to me, and it got me all kinds of worked up because I felt like, as a mother, I knew best. And so they should want to do the things that I think is important. And so anyway, it may upheaval a little bit of drama for you, but it's really good to get clear on that. Another question is, if you had the opportunity to take away their choice and make it for them, would you? I've talked about manuals on this podcast before, but we create manuals and then we expect people to follow them. So this also goes into creating a manual and then, you know, expecting them to follow it. And then I did an earlier episode on psychological safety. It's episode number 7. So you can go back and listen to that whole episode. So I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but I am going to just give the definition. Psychological safety is the feeling of being safe to take risks, speak up, share concerns without fear of punishment. It's a shared expectation that teammates, and here I would insert mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, will not embarrass, reject, or punish them for sharing their ideas, taking risks, or soliciting feedback. So if they're in the decision-making process, being able to be open to whatever that decision is without embarrassing, rejecting, or punishing them for sharing their ideas. So the question would be, are you providing psychological safety while you're talking to them about a mission? And I go into that episode, the difference between psychological safety and coddling. So definitely there's a distinguishing factor. So make sure you listen to that episode if you're curious about it. Another question is, what emotion is driving this conversation? So sometimes we have a cleaned up, and we're coming to our kid and we're talking to them out of love and concern. And sometimes we're coming to them out of fear and our own kind of drama and expectations. So just make sure that we are really clear on what emotion is driving the conversation. another question is, what is the problem if they choose not to serve? So just be really clear in your mind, like, what the problem is for you if they don't serve, so that you can also kind of clean some of those thoughts and ideas and things up. So being the best version of you starts with understanding what's driving the conversation and knowing if you have an agenda for them outside of supporting them in their decision. And sometimes we do have an agenda. We're like, we really want them to serve, but we might not know what it is that's driving them to not want to serve. And I've had two of my boys who decided not to serve missions. And some of it I handled, I felt like, in a really respectable way. And some of it I handled in a really terrible way. And so these are just a culmination of the things that I've learned and how I have learned to talk to my kids in a little bit more kind and loving, cleaned up way that feels good and true for me, and it leaves them feeling not pressured or coerced in any way. All right, you guys, this was kind of a short episode, but I thought it was an important topic that we needed to definitely touch on. I've had some people reach out and ask me questions about it. They have one kid serving, another one coming up behind them that's not interested in serving, and they didn't quite know how to approach the conversation. So I wanted to make sure I gave you some really good, helpful tips. So thank you so much for listening. And if you're interested in joining a community, I recently set up a Facebook page called Missionary Mom Academy. It's kind of funny, when I set it up, I didn't realize that the acronym was MMA, because sometimes sending a kid on a mission kind of feels like you've been through the ringer. So if you relate and you want to be in our community, come on over and join. You can ask questions and get help with anything that you have. I also have a class coming up in May that there's still some spots available for sending missionaries off, like how to teach them how to be confident, how to advocate for themselves, how to set boundaries about what they're going to participate in, so that they have a very strong foundation. We go through a lot of action items, like getting visas, getting the clothes that they need, the luggage, but making sure that we provide them with the mindset so that they can be successful as well. It's very important. So if you're interested in that, there's a link in the show notes, and it will be available for you. It starts May 16th, so make sure you get signed up now. All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining me. It's been a great episode, and I'll be excited to hear where everybody's missionary is going to be serving. All right, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.